Well, we're not in a coffee shop. It's a much quieter environment. And this week, we are very excited because I'm going to get naked.
Oh my God.
And then we're going to get dressed.
Oh my God, we're in a bit of a posh place as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
They're getting us a drink. They just offered us fizz, didn't they? We both looked at each other like, cup of tea?
No. We'll reveal all in 1 second. So if you follow us on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, then you'll see that in the last few days we put a post on saying, when was the last time you bought yourself a new outfit? And the reason being is because we have stepped away from the food, we have stepped away from the mindfulness stuff, and we instead have stepped into a department store, and we are currently sat on some little sofas waiting for our personal stylist. Can you believe we're saying that?
And she's amazing, isn't she?
Our personal stylist is going to style us because we want to have some fun. And we figure that actually both of us have been working so hard recently. We've done so many different things, overcome so many awesome things that we decided that we needed to get someone to help us. And
yes,
I've obviously got a reason, because
you've got a big something coming up, haven't you?
Well, by the time this podcast goes out, I'll know whether I've won an award or not.
Oh my God, so we need you to look smoking.
It's Wednesday today, and tomorrow I'm going off down to the Big Smoke, and I'm going to find out if I've won Best Podcast Producer. But even to be nominated,
it's just so blinking amazing.
It's like the UK Audio Production Awards. Anyone who does podcasts, who does radio, is going to be at this thing. And I suddenly realised, oh my God, I've got nothing to wear. Even my dresses, they're not kind of the same size of when I was 5 stone heavier. They were kind of like that in-between stage that I sat for ages, but I've got nothing to wear. It's an absolute joke.
I feel this woman is going to take us out of our comfort zone and put us in something tight and bright.
I mean, I was kind of thinking that you might just take me shopping. I think you would take me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah. But you see, I wasn't expecting anyone to come anywhere near my body. Thank God I shaved my legs. Claire's fake tan.
I was going to say, no, I just fake tan my face, but I did shave my armpits for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah. Anyway.
I had a shower.
Did you? Thanks. Yeah, I mean, we've both got makeup on.
Yes.
Normally, you do your thing in like...
joggers. Well, I did literally put my joggers in, and I thought, oh, no, I maybe need to get a little bit more dressed than this.
So I was thinking of you the other day, because I was reading this article on Huffington Post, a popular website to read things. Anyway, it talked about what is the real reason that when we lose weight, are we not buying new clothes? And a big one that this article said is it kind of keeps you trapped in this fantasy that somehow being thinner is a new ticket to life. You know, when you get to your target weight, you know, you don't want to buy the new clothes until you get there. That when you get to this thing, exactly what you were saying the other day.
Life is fixed.
Yeah, like you're dressed differently, you'll act differently, you'll live differently when you're smaller. But the reality is that actually, if you're constantly wearing clothes that don't fit you, you're just going to keep feeling awful about yourself.
Yeah.
And therefore, it was kind of saying how, well, all that's doing is just like compounding this relationship that you have with your body. You know, if we're already on this journey, struggling to find peace, it's just another form of torture.
Isn't it, Jess?
And so then it kind of makes us feel like a failure about ourselves, like we're only allowed to buy clothes when we reach target. And it just kind of really put things in context for me.
You see, I've never had that issue. I've bought clothes the whole way through. My husband just said the other day, he's like, Anna, you've got a serious issue. I literally buy clothes every week.
Well, I think when you said that you've got 69 pairs of pyjamas, I think most of us were horrified.
Yeah, it was nearly...
Was it 69 or 72?
No, 72, something like that. I'm down to 25 now. Yeah, but when we...
Why do you need 20? You need two. One that you wear and then one that you wash.
Oh no, because there's different types of pyjama. There's like a thicker one, there's a thinner one, there's a slightly sexier one, there's one when you're on your period, there's one when you're feeling a little bit hotter. Oh no. There's when you've got people to stay at your house, there's ones when the husband's away. No.
When the, when you need the little extra thing, no. Something for the husband. Is there that one too?
No. God, no. But yeah, but I've got so many clothes because it was a way to make myself feel better. And I also swapped the food habit, didn't I, for the shopping habit. So I stopped buying myself sweet treats and started buying myself clothes type sweet treats. So that's why every time I walked into a supermarket, I'd buy a new outfit.
Yeah. So you, yeah, and in a way, we've talked about that treat thing quite a lot, haven't we? Well, this is my treat. So
oh, I'm so excited.
So we posted on Instagram. What did people say? Oh, I've got no 4G. I asked the question, you know, when was the last time you bought the outfit? And I kind of said, I can't be the only one. And also I asked people, what, how did they cope with being on a weight loss journey? And then as you lose weight, you know, what do you do with your old clothes? Do you keep them? Do you throw them? And then at what point do you buy new ones? Because the bit that was hard for me is when I'd lost 3 stone. So it was halfway.
In between place,
But I'm taking it slow.
Amy said that sales and charity shops were her absolute saviour, and a lot of charity shops really benefited from when her clothes were too big. So then also Jem said that she waited 12 weeks from when she got to Target to buy herself some new clothes, as she kept wearing the old ones just in case. Everyone kept telling me I needed new clothes, but it was almost too frightening to go shopping in case my body dysmorphia moment kicked in and made me eat emotionally. Oh my God, I'm feeling that today.
Yeah.
Really feeling that today.
And that's Sue, isn't it? Sue said about a charity shop as well.
Yeah, totally. Because it's a really big thing, isn't it? About using charity shops and cheaper places to grab some bargains so that you're kind of not shelling out loads of money. She also put all my undies were new, but they don't count as a pamper, do they?
Oh, I don't know. About that. My pants are awful, and I'm back on the dating scene, and I'm thinking I need to sort this out.
Right, I'm going to take you for some nice knickers then. We'll get you some nice, because I think you've got to have a lot of different knickers for different situations. You've got to have a big pant, you've got to have a Brazilian type pant, you've got to have a thong, you've got to have a non-VPL, you've got to have a, you know, you, there is not a, there's an everyday pant, and then there's a I want to feel a bit sexy pant. Like, you've got to have nice knickers for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You've got to have like something that makes your bum feel good but maybe holds you in the place you need holding. And if you're having a dating knicker, well, you've got to have a just in case, and then, you know, because you've got to feel confident, haven't you?
How do you know this? You've basically been with the same guy since 19.
Yeah, but I dated before that, sister. But also, you know, being young, you want to be sexy, don't you? When I was a lot younger, and then I had my kid, and my knickers are bigger than actual Bridget Jones herself. Look, are we talking about how big I can pull my knickers up? Look.
Yeah, I mean, Well, I think Linda, our lovely personal stylist, she's coming, and she's got a cup of tea, so we'll just go set up. They've set aside a room for us so we can have a bit of fun with this.
They knew we were coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
So right, we'll speak to you in our room in a moment
when Claire's naked.
So Anna and I have we've spoken with our stylist, and now we're over to sort our foundation out, and we've been laughing at ourselves because we've both discovered that Anna hasn't had a bra fitting in 2.5 years.
Since her days, yeah.
And you are currently wearing a
40B, which apparently is totally wrong, you think?
Stop saying that. Yeah.
And I have never had a bra fitting.
Oh my God.
And I've been winging it, thinking I'm a 36B.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
But instantly we've been told that we've had a boob lift without even having to go under the knife. So
yeah, we're very excited.
We're about to get fitting, and then we'll work out what happens next.
Yeah. Right, girls.
Right.
Sorry, my darling.
I'm going to paint a picture for you right now. We're in a little corner. Anna's
rocking.
Sat down rocking because we're both in our bras with our shoes still on and our leggings and tights. This is a photo that's never going to make it on Instagram.
This is never leaving this room, ever.
But a lovely lady called Janice is like just in our bra.
Funny enough, I wasn't looking at her name badge.
You're not uncomfortable, are you?
I think it's because, look, have you seen the bra I'm wearing?
It's got bobbles.
It's on bobbles. It's the most unattractive bra. I didn't realise this was happening today, clearly. It's like when you meet the love of your life and you don't think you're going to meet the love of your life type feeling. But I feel we've got a little bit closer, I say, as I'm looking at your boobs.
This time last year, we'd never even hung out outside a group.
Never.
Half naked in the department store.
How weird that we've been wearing such wrong bra sizes for so long.
So here's the thing that I learned was it went like basically the back of it should be way lower down.
So mine was literally up near my tonsils, and actually it should be like round your ribs, shouldn't it?
Yeah. And the reason that you weren't enjoying wearing an underwear was obviously you weren't wearing the right size.
Yeah, well it was cutting me in half.
So they've kind of come back, and my 36B has gone to potentially a 32E.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Oh, sorry, we're just having a catch-up about what we're doing, but
oh,
yeah.
Sorry. This is a lovely bra fitter. No, it's fine.
I can wait.
No, you
come on, carry on.
Ooh.
Right, okay.
All right, Claire, now you're going to get to see my boobs too.
So I'm sure going to wait out.
No, seriously.
I'll turn around if you
Claire,
want me to.
You can see a boob, it's fine.
Look at this. Look, so Anna's gone from, what, a 40B to a... Well,
we don't know yet, do we? We don't
know
yet. Right, so I'm going to pass this forward to you.
Sure.
You put that on and I will fasten it up at the back.
Yeah, this looks very glamorous. And no bubbles.
This is actually a new style that's just come in, so I'll be interested as you to see it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to pull that round there.
Wow.
I'm going to pull that round there and you're going to say, oh my goodness, I can't breathe in that.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Does that feel too tight for you?
It just feels different.
Yeah, it is different.
I mean, that doesn't feel unbearable, but I just...
Well, that's not a 38, that is the 36.
Right. Gosh!
Do you get lots of people that come in who are losing weight and they've been wearing the wrong bras?
Completely. Everybody wears the wrong bra.
Really?
Yeah.
But how often should you have a bra fitting anyway? Every year or what?
And people say, how long should a bra last? Well, that's very difficult because it depends how many bras you've got in your collection and how often you wear it. You know, some people
I've got
say
about 30 bras,
months.
Which are all clearly going in the bin today.
I would say once a year.
Hmm. Really? Oh, that feels better. But
does
that's
it?
Too big, isn't it?
But it's too big in the cut.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, I'll let you go for 38 then now. And we'll go down to a C.
Okay.
Okay.
How exciting. 38C.
But yeah, most people think they're a 34B at some point in the life.
Really?
Yes, me included.
I think that's right from teenagers, isn't it?
Yeah, most people think they're bigger in the band and smaller in the cup.
Wow.
Right?
That makes sense.
Well, mind is blown.
I mean, you know, when you go into the supermarket and you go, I'll just pick up a new bra, or you go into like a... I bought a lot of them in America, and you just think, but what did they say before? It's the foundation, didn't they?
I like that.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about pants, basically. After our pant talk, then it just so happens that Linda and Emma, who are working with us, they're currently picking our outfits right now, which is amazing.
What could the name of my bra on?
Oh, yeah. And they were saying about, like, the pointless wearing thongs.
Yes.
But to get the ones that
didn't
kind
that
of
make
sweep
you feel better?
Off.
Like, yeah, because you just want a really good... What did she say? Then there's too much contact between you and your clothes. You need a barrier, don't you? So the knickers operate as a barrier. Wow. You? Yeah?
Mind blown. All right, well, we'll continue doing our bra fitting and update you in a moment.
Yeah? It does make, but it makes you feel thinner when they... I mean, don't you?
Well, you are thin.
No. Oh, God. You ain't seen... Well, I was going to say you haven't seen me naked, but you virtually have.
So we're back in our normal fitting room. Both me and Anna have survived. And literally, I mean, you can hear by our voices, we are liberated.
Oh my God, aren't you excited? Like, I just feel like thinner, taller. Just, I hadn't realised how badly my bras were fitting.
And what basically happened with me is I went from what I thought was a 36B to a 30F.
I mean, I think I had
bras I haven't had a bra
this...
that size since I was at school.
I was going to say, like... Pre-pubescent.
She's currently looking through my...
This is hot. I mean, date you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got, look, got some...
What's this? Is this a pocket for your phone or your cash? Like, what's this about? But they're beautiful. You've got some really beautiful bras.
Because
here.
We're both like... I mean, look, you stand up next to me. We look in the mirror. We're like... Wow. We've basically got the same clothes on that we had before.
But look how much better.
Our nipples are so much higher. But I learned a lot doing that.
I learned
so
much.
You know,
so
I would
much.
Have just always just gone straight for the clothes. But actually, go
look
and get
look how much
measured.
Better clothes look. Like, my stripy big jumper sits better because look at them.
And we donated our bras instantly.
Except mine couldn't be donated
because it was so
old. And haggard.
Anyway, we've come here and, like, the stylists are waiting to come. But we're looking at all the stuff that they've got through. There's some sequins. There's, like, some green with gold.
Now, what she's picking for you.
I don't know.
No, it is because it's in your size.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then there's like, oh, hang on, there's a bit of leopard. We didn't tell her about the leopard, did we? There's some black dots with velvet. We're really excited, so we're waiting
for that. Old sizes.
Wow. Oh, so what we've decided to do is we've asked the stylist to get what size we used to be, which was a size 20.
Yeah. Look, we can both get in that.
Wow. And so then we can kind of see
how far we've come
with all of our weight loss. So I'm just so excited. I'm so
Look at that.
There's a kind of glittery jacket.
Oh, that jumper. That better be a blue jumper.
Though. Yeah.
I'm so small, but it's for you. Oh,
a velvet dress.
Ooh.
I mean, I have no idea what to expect.
Look how beautiful.
This all feels
is.
So grown up.
And this is posh, but we're in a posh store. Look at that, that's for you, size 8.
It's got pink. I don't do pink and flowers.
Hold on. You're probably about to do pink and flowers. Look, I told you, that's the jumpsuit. Told you. Yeah. Zebra, this is a shout out to the lovely girl in Scotland. Oh, I can't remember your name, but we've been messaging about leopard and zebra print, and she's gonna buy herself a zebra print dress. You know who you are, my darling. I just can't remember your name off the top of my head, but you would love this. Oh, look at that.
Black dress with gold sequins.
Oh, look, she's here.
We're just sifting through like your pickings.
Yeah. Wow. Without even changing what you're wearing. The bras. Look at that, you're even smaller now.
I know.
On the waist.
I've got a waist.
Even smaller. Are you okay there, sir? Straight down and just up to your
Well, we're recording this podcast as it goes.
So, you know what we didn't tell you, Linda? We are massive animal print fans. And we love the fact that you've picked up, we've always got animal print on.
Oh, lovely. I've got Alan print trainers.
I've got animal print trainers.
So, obviously...
So, for you to try.
What are we quite typical of people that have lost quite a lot of weight and then need a bit of a va-va-voom?
Yeah, it is because ladies that have lost a lot of weight, as you said when you arrived, you no longer know what your dress size is.
Yeah.
You don't know what fits you, and you've sort of lost your weight, and you're still dressing as though you're that size 20, 22, when in actual fact, now we're a size 14, although you keep telling me you're not. 12, 14s, and 8s, 10s.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that is, you know, when you drop down 4, 5 dress sizes, you forget because you've seen yourself a certain way for such a long time.
Yeah.
It's just re-educating yourself. Look, you know, you can actually wear this now.
Well, we understand what our body shapes are because, Anna, you said you're an apple.
Yes. So top heavy. Well, like
you're
square.
Not actually apple. You're upside down triangle.
Wow.
That's a whole way of describing it because an apple, you're round here, but you're not, you're all trunk.
Yes.
So you're broader on the shoulder and then you come into a V, narrow down and you have a slight waist, you have
very little.
Yeah, but you have no hips. Yes. That's really what's missing from you. You have no hips. So she's broad and then she goes in like that. We're creating an illusion. Beyond what we have here.
Whereas I know I can't wear pinafore dresses and stuff.
Yes.
I have to wear things. I'm two different sizes.
Yeah, so you're you could perhaps even get away in a 6 on the top, so you're definitely 8 on the top, and you're coming down to a 10, and it depends what brand it is, maybe a 12. But what you've done now yourself today, what you've done is right. You've bought a dress that fits you on your shoulder, and then you've got something you can adjust on the waist and bringing the waist all the way in.
But you know, I've only been able to wear this in the last 3 months because I couldn't even get this over the top of my hips to bring down, and then my thighs were stuck together. So,
but isn't that such a lovely feeling? And so that going through that amazing journey makes you feel good. I know what it's like when I just lose half a stone to go on my holidays. And then I put it back on again.
Yeah.
But you know what it's like.
Yeah.
So just losing what you've lost is a total different story, and then this is just
the icing on the cake.
And the fact that Linda's
a slimming
welder
as well has made our day.
Come on then, you. Talk us through.
So what
we've just been having a little
Yeah, you've been having a tweet. So. As you both said, you both like animal print. And animal print is really strong, again, for autumn, winter 20. Sorry, for autumn, winter 19, and it will be for spring, summer 20 going forward. So if you think, no, I'm not buying any more animal print, I'm not going to wear it, actually, it's still here, and we're still loving it. And we have some sparkle, a little bit of sparkle.
I spotted this.
Mint velvet, it's lovely.
Oh, I love
and
that.
The thing is, this should it's a tunic-style dress, but it should suit you both. So I've bought it in for you both to try.
Oh my God, we can have matching dresses.
Matchy matchy.
This is and what's then,
yeah, it's an animal print jumpsuit.
Shut
yeah.
the front door. Oh my God, that is beautiful. So,
and then we're all talking about sustainability now. Yeah. So going forward, you should say to yourselves, ladies,
quality
over quantity, but if you can't wear it three ways, don't buy it.
Oh,
so that means it's not working in your wardrobe.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I need you in my life, Linda.
You have me.
Yeah. Oh, we're never letting go of this.
This woman has 72 pairs of pajamas.
Did have 72 pairs of 72? Pajamas.
72? Why?
Well,
exactly.
I explained it to Claire.
Exactly.
I know. I've just been telling I'm down to 25. She said, I love a pajama.
I do as well, but I haven't got 72 pairs.
I don't need more. We just moved house. We're down to 25. We're okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. What's two between friends?
Exactly.
Between friends.
What else have we got?
And then we have, we're going to introduce
lovely
a bit of pleated,
yes.
pleated skirt.
So I wear this kind of look now with like a big knit.
Yeah, with a chunky.
Yeah.
Good look. Yeah, really good look.
Wear it with a trainer or a boot. Oh,
exactly. Yeah. And that's how you make your clothes work for you. You dress it up, dress it down.
And what would you wear over that then?
So you layer it, blazer.
Love that. You've got a few jackets.
Or we're going to try a little bit of sparkle because it's Christmas. And then a bit more animal print, a little bit of velvet. Velvet is always
I love velvet.
It looks
nice.
A bit like a curtain.
No, it doesn't. You've not been wearing the white velvet.
Yeah, I want you can get velvet wallpaper. But I mean,
get in the zone.
Okay, yeah,
clothes. Right. We know you've bought a new house, but we're in the zone of clothes today. So So this should work because this we've chosen because it is waste.
Yeah,
it is that.
That is super gorgeous, isn't it?
Shows off that tiny waist of yours.
Okay.
And now you've got a bust, you've got a waist, and you've got curvaceous hips.
She's got that like Jessica Rabbit figure.
That is there. So that's what we want. That's what.
And
we
now
want.
These boobs so aren't skating the floor.
Exactly.
It's even better.
Now, I didn't bring up the boobs,
no,
ladies.
No,
I did not.
She's far too professional to do such a thing.
And this is where we're going to create shape for you.
For me?
That's for you.
That looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
I feel like I need to ring my husband and say, take me out.
So where on earth do we even start?
Yeah, what
so we're going to start at, well, let's just start at the beginning. You want to go with this first?
Well, okay. I think we should do a picture of before and then we'll have to do a picture after.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll report back in a few moments. I can't wear headphones and try dresses.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Right, well, we've just put in our clothes back on and we've done some videos of us swirling around in our outfits. Number one thing that I learnt from Linda is that apparently you're allowed to step into a dress rather than struggle to put it over your head.
And but the thing about the arms.
So if you've got a small waist, then kind of finish your sleeves at your arms.
So yeah.
At your elbow.
Yeah, your sleeve at your elbow, and anybody can do that because then it draws people's eyes to your waist, not further down where your widest part is.
Yeah.
It's a good trick. And
did
the other one about
a waist.
The other one, don't forget your armband, your hair bobble, girls.
Love
so
this.
What's, explain this, so you've got a hair bobble on your elbow on the outside of your jacket.
Yeah.
Which
so
sounds weird, doesn't it, when you say that?
But I just use it to keep my jacket sleeve up. Again, shortening your sleeve creates a more streamlined look. Just try it.
Yeah.
Honestly, when your sleeves are too long, it just brings everything up. Showing that little bit of skin, it just softens everything.
It's amazing.
As we've done today.
I mean, Thank you. I think you've been so great and kind of inspiring us. I've tried pink flowery dresses. We've tried sequins.
Biker boots.
Yeah. Basically, I'm stood right now in the dress which I'm going to be wearing tomorrow, which is a blue velvet number.
Doesn't she look smoking?
She looks amazing. Oh, absolutely
feel
amazing.
So glamorous. Yeah.
You look it.
And my boobs are at my chin. I mean,
can we just say
that you had a pair of boobs?
I never knew that my boobs were 30 yet. There you go. Yeah. So.
Do you know what? I would say to anybody, find a personal shopping experience in your local town centre or shopping centre. It's been so much fun. Yeah, and we've tried on things we'd never try on.
Out of town, girls.
Yes. Out of town. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good point.
So if there was one piece of advice you'd give to someone who was actually like kind of not at the end of their weight loss journey, but they were kind of maybe halfway through, what would you say for that?
I would still say find yourself a stylist that you can link with, because it's sometimes when you go with a friend, they don't know all the different tricks you can use. And if you go and see a stylist, explain that you're going through a journey, she can find you some pieces that, yes, you could invest in, but you can get altered. So as your shape is changing, you get them altered down. But also, she might be able to steer you towards some more affordable pieces, just so as you're going through that journey, you continue to feel good about yourself. Yeah. And you can see your shape coming through, because there's nothing worse than getting up in the morning and putting something on and think, oh, I still feel rubbish. You want to get up in the morning, put something on and think, do you know what, girl? I'm looking good.
Yes,
you are. That is the best way to feel before you leave the house.
Oh, it's been brilliant.
It's been such good fun.
It's really good.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this and you want to go and see some of the pictures of things that we've been trying on, go to our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. You can email us any of your questions, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, we'll be back next Monday rolling out some more chats. I think actually next week's episode is inspired by a listener email. So we'll tell you more about that next week. Spread forth the word and have a great week.
Bye. Bye.